Good morning, Carrot Cast listeners. Good evening, good afternoon, whenever you're listening to this episode of the podcast. Just dropped my kids off at some friends. It's summer now, and they're going to be hanging out for a little bit while my wife goes for a workout and a run. And I had a few thoughts. It's been interesting on Facebook and some other things. I've been seeing some conversations recently. I don't know if it's just kind of the sign of the times. I don't know if it's people that I kind of surround myself with. I don't know if it's just like where one person saw it and the rest of them realized that they'd been doing it wrong the whole time. But there's been a lot of talk about the grind and about, you know, is grinding actually serving you? Is grinding actually a good thing? And I actually did an episode on this probably like a year ago, and I had a few people message me saying that they really resonated with this quote, with this one thing that I said in this one podcast that wasn't even about the grind, but I mentioned something about the grind. And I said, the grind is a mindset, not an activity. Now, what do I mean by that? What do I mean by the grind is a mindset, not an activity? I know myself, I have been caught in that trap where there's been a couple times over the years where I had posted something on Facebook, or I had said something, or I was even just in the mindset of, you know what, I'm going to wake up early, I'm grinding right now. And as if that's something that's a badge of honor, as if that's something that you guys should be proud of me for, you know, for grinding. I haven't done that for years. But at the time that I did it, it was kind of like glorified. In the entrepreneur circles, it's glorified to be grinding. And if you're not grinding, you're probably not working hard. If you're not grinding, you must not love what you're doing. If you're not grinding, you know, therefore you're not going to have success. And there's some people, there's some entrepreneurs that I really look up to that really glorify the grind. Now, I'm not saying I look up to them because of that. I look up to them for other reasons, because they're building movements. They're changing people's lives. But there's a couple things I think that they're not serving the average entrepreneur with. As an example, Gary Vaynerchuk, loved the dude. Fun fact, I was at his very, very first ever paid speaking gig back in 2010 in Orlando, Florida, at an event called New Beginnings. And it was such an amazing event. It was before his book Crush It came out, all that. Got to hang out with him for like an hour. Met him again like the next year at another event for a private lunch, and then he blew up. But he really is a guy who glorifies the grind. I think a lot of people look at Gary and go, well, if I'm not doing what he's doing, therefore I can't be happy. Therefore I can't be a success. Therefore, you know, I can't be an entrepreneur that has what I want to have, or experiences what I want to experience, or impacts what I want to impact. And on the flip side of it, though, you look at a lot of other entrepreneurs. You look at Richard Branson now. Richard Branson works his butt off, but he also isn't glorifying the grind. He's glorifying the lifestyle. He glorifies time off. He glorifies fun. And that's the entrepreneur I want to look up to. Like, I want to look up to that guy. You know, I want to look up to the guy who says, you know what, I've realized that I'm not great at everything, and I don't have to grind my way to success and happiness and impact. What I can do is I can cast a great vision. I can make people want to surround themselves with me or around me, and I can find the best people to go and do those things so I don't have to grind, so I can serve my team, my company, my mission with my vision. And I started to make that mindset shift a couple of years ago. And it was interesting because there's a couple of my friends and colleagues who posted on Facebook this week, and they're very successful guys. You know, one of them, he's been on the podcast before, and it sounds like he's kind of going through his own, you know, soul searching, where he's going, okay, you know, we set out to be entrepreneurs for several things. And this is something I've been really beating this drum for the past year, that in general, we become entrepreneurs because we want the freedom, the flexibility. You want the finances that come with it. And then you want, hopefully someday you can make an impact, right? We want the freedom, the flexibility, finances that come with it. And someday we can make an impact. And the problem is, oftentimes we get the finances because we're grinding, right? We're putting our heads down, and we have to get work done. And I don't want people to think, oh my gosh, this is a guy saying that, you know, as he's successful now, of course he can say, well, you don't have to work really, really hard. That's not what it's about. Okay, and I'm going to be telling you exactly what I have had success doing, even in the early days, and exactly what I would give advice to my own brother for today. Okay, but here's the thing. He became successful. We became successful because we had to put our heads down. We had to work. We had to get focused. We had to do things that were required, and we had to grind a little bit. Okay. My problem with the grind, in air quotes, is when people make it a lifestyle, is when people glorify it, is when people act like the grind is the goal. The grind is the thing that you're looking for. When people act like and inspire others to want the grind. I don't think any of us want the grind. Like, if you just think about the picture, like, picture in your mind what grinding is. Picture in your mind what that is. Is that something you can do for a long time? Can gears in a machine grind for a long time without getting broken? Eventually, they're going to be ground to a pulp and the gears won't work anymore. They just won't work anymore. So what is it that you prevent? What is it that you do to prevent the gears from grinding? Well, if there's a little flecks of metal in there, if there's not good lubrication, it's going to grind. Okay, it'll eventually break and it won't work anymore. But the things that you do to prevent the grind is you put lubrication in there, you put oil in there, you put grease in there, you put whatever it is that you put in there. And then you also have other things on the end of those sprockets of those gears that actually turn them. The gears don't turn themselves. And then what I'm trying to say there is, if you have a business and you're grinding and you're the only one, or you're one or two or three or four people, and you're grinding all of the time, every day, every week, for weeks, if not months, eventually you're going to break. You need to find people around you who can turn the darn gear for you. You need to find people around you who can be the ones who move the machine. You just guide the machine. Okay, you add the grease to the machine so it can move. Okay, you create the power plant so the power plant can move the gears. You're not one of the gears. And that's one of the biggest mistakes I see entrepreneurs making today, is they think that they have to be the gear. They think that they have to be the one moving things. They think that they have to be the one doing it all. They think that if they are the ones doing that and they're waking up at 5 in the morning, 4 in the morning, working until 6, 7, 8 o'clock at night, sacrificing time with their families, sacrificing their health, sacrificing their hobbies to a point to where they no longer know how to have fun. That right there is not why we became entrepreneurs. That right there is not why I did anyway. Yeah, I became an entrepreneur because I thought it would give me more freedom, because I thought it'd give me more flexibility. I thought the finances might be there that would enable me to have more freedom and flexibility. You know, I thought that maybe someday I can build an organization that can actually impact other people, so I matter. The time that I put in this world actually matters to people, and it wasn't in vain. And I can tell you without a doubt, that if I were just looking at grinding, and if I were grinding day in, day out for weeks or months on end, there's no way possible that I would be able to have the impact, the finances, the flexibility that I have today. But now let me kind of give you permission to grind for a little bit, okay? Because grinding, like I said, is not bad inherently. It's when we're in the mindset, when we're in the lifestyle of the grind, when we glorify the grind, that's when the grind doesn't serve us. So going all the way back to the start of this podcast, I really do feel the grind is a mindset, not an activity, okay? Basically, if you're glorifying the grind, you're glorifying a mindset of working insanely hard, which is great. Hard work is great. You're glorifying a mindset of I'm in this thing for a long time. You know, the grind isn't something that people usually stop fast. The grind isn't usually something that people go, I'm going to grind for, you know, a day today. I'm in the grind for a day, and then I'm going to be out of the grind, you know, for 4 days. It's like, no, most people you see posting about this crap on Facebook are in the grind as a lifestyle. And I can tell you guys that that lifestyle is not sustainable. You know, it's not sustainable at all. So what is sustainable? What I want you guys to do is this. If you're early on in starting your business, like I said, you have to focus and you have to nail stuff, and you got to grind a little bit. You might be grinding for a day. You might be grinding for a week where you got to put your head down and figure things out. You might be grinding for 5 hours. Whatever it is, you've got to grind and get things done before you're building the team. Okay, that has to happen. There's no way you can build the business without that. But then as soon as you start to make that early money, then you immediately take that money and put it in towards people and processes. Then you step out one level, and then you keep on earning more money. You put it towards people and processes. You're keeping less and less in your pocket and more in others' pockets with people and processes. And then eventually you become the person that just greases the wheel. You guide the wheel, you know, with vision. And then those people are the ones doing the work. And then you can actually have fun with hobbies. You can actually make an impact. You can actually do the things that you set out to do as an entrepreneur to have freedom, flexibility, impact, and finances. Okay, so I'm going to go through in another episode of the podcast how to find those initial people, how to find and create those processes so you can grind for days, not months or years. You cannot live in the lifestyle of the grind. You can live in the lifestyle of an entrepreneur who makes an impact and who lives a great life, not putting their heads down, grinding, and sacrificing for relationships, friends, family, health. Okay? I want you guys going out there making an impact in the world, and you can't do it if you grind yourself to a pulp.